This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A key part of inflation we're seeing, energy costs, not just gasoline and natural gas, also electricity, up 30% compared to a year ago. For people struggling, there is the government's low-income home energy assistance program, LIHEAP. Now, you'd think heating oil with that, but now it's the AC bills. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
LIHEAP is a pretty flexible program. Each state gets to decide how much it's going to spend on heating assistance and how much, if anything, it's going to spend on cooling assistance. Until last year, Washington State always put all of its LIHEAP funds toward heating.
We didn't have extreme temperatures. We just didn't have the need here.
Brian Sorensen is the LIHEAP program manager in Washington. He says things changed last summer after that infamous heat dome brought record-breaking temperatures to the Pacific Northwest.
There were 112 people that died in my state because they could not stay cool. And if they could have regulated their body temperature, it is entirely possible they would still be alive.
After that, Sorensen says, the state decided to use some of its LIHEAP funds to buy air conditioners for low-income families and help them pay the bills.
We didn't want to give families an air conditioner that would cost them more on their energy bill and not provide them with the funds to pay for that.
As climate change has made it hotter and more humid in many places, a number of states that have historically used LIHEAP funds just for heating are also starting to subsidize cooling.
I see nationally that programs are recognizing that cooling assistance is not something that is nice to have. It is something that we must have.
Katrina Metzler at the National Energy and Utility Affordability Coalition says the pandemic also pushed states to offer cooling assistance because it was unsafe for people to gather inside at public cooling centers. And Congress more than doubled the amount of funding available for LIHEAP as part of the COVID relief packages.
We have unprecedented amounts of resources, and I think that that has made it possible for programs who were never able to offer cooling assistance to offer cooling assistance.
But Metzler says that additional funding runs out this fall, and states are trying to figure out how to keep paying for air conditioning going forward.
This is all new.
Mark Wolf is with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
Programs like LIHEAP that were established more than 40 years ago were based on a different environment. They were based on a time when the problem was winter heating.
Now that cooling has become more of a necessity too, Wolf says, states are going to need a lot more funding to be able to help with both. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.